Fuck what you know. You need to forget about what you know. That's your problem. Forget about what you think you know, about life, about friendships, and especially about you and me. That is a quote by Tyler Durden. G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Hidden Why podcast. This is episode 442, my 3-minute thought. And today's thought is titled, I felt like I wasn't enough. I felt like a failure. Guys, this thought is inspired by my book, The Ultimate Life Map. It's a thought that I've written in prelude to what you can expect from this book. And it's really about designing a life that is more desirable, a life that will allow you to live this experience as fully and as freely and as happily as possible. Guys, in lead up to the launch of this campaign, which will be early next year, I have a website. I've created a temporary website at the moment called theultimatelifemap.com. The book is titled The Ultimate Life Map. So you can go there now and opt in. So just stick in your email address, and that way you'll be kept up to date with the launch of this campaign. Now, the campaign is a crowdfunding campaign. And what that means is that I'll have a bunch of different opt-in levels from a dollar upwards, where you can help support this campaign. And that will help me publish the book and get it into as many hands as possible. But with all the proceeds that I raise from this book campaign, it will go towards completing a schooling project in Uganda. So that's my goal. That is my great ambition. And that's something that I'm very passionate about and committed to achieving. It's a highly ambitious goal, guys. It will allow approximately 500 children from the local communities at this particular school the opportunity to attend school, have that opportunity that many of us take for granted, and that way set themselves up for greater opportunities in life. So that's something that I'm committed to and want to be a part of going forward in my own journey, in my own life. And with this book that I've written, I believe I can help these guys do that. So that is my goal, guys. If you'd like to support me with this campaign, you not only get a great book, a kick-ass book, I think it's got a ton of value in it, but you also help us finish that schooling project and allow these children the ability to attend school. So again, guys, if you'd like to support us, the website is theultimatelifemap.com. The official website isn't created yet. I'm developing that, but there is a website there now, so you can go up there, enter your email address, and that way you'll be kept up to date with the launch of that campaign, which will be early next year. Guys, enjoy today's 3-minute thought. I hope it brings you some value. I hope it inspires you to go out there and live your life more fully. Thank you, guys. Cheers. In my late teens and throughout my 20s, I really felt like I wasn't enough. I felt like I wasn't achieving anything great. And it showed. It showed in how I was living my life. At times I felt a lacking of confidence. It showed in my feelings. I felt unintelligent. I felt stupid. I felt like I wasn't enough and really immature at times. I really felt like I needed to become more adult-like, and I wasn't sure how to. And it didn't seem to be happening for me like it was happening for everyone else as I looked around myself. And so I did what everyone else I think does, and perhaps it's something that you guys can relate to, is that I started to define myself and create this sense of self-worth based on these feelings, based on my personal insecurities, by venturing down paths and living a life on a journey that was kind of suckful and wasn't really one that I desired. But I did it to try and define this person, try and create some sort of identity and sense of self-worth and belonging. And that's the path that I led down. And I think this is something that we can all relate to. I think it's a common journey for most of us as we go out there and try and find a sense of self-worth, is that we follow these paths. We become guided by these external expectations and measures. And as we do that, we really lose track of a more authentic journey in life. And I think that's certainly the journey that I was on. And as you certainly go down those paths, I think you sort of forget about that. You sort of stop noticing that. But I sort of started to notice it more in my life when I couldn't really create much sense of the life I was living. And yeah, I felt like I had some sort of sense of self-worth, and I certainly had more confidence in life. But I still really noticed that there was a gap here, that the life that I defined for myself wasn't really defined by this internal voice. It was defined by these external measures and expectations of what I thought everyone else wanted from me and what I thought life wanted from me. And I think that journey can lead us down a path that kind of sucks and kind of doesn't give us a greater sense of self-worth in the long run, because the underlying fundamental values of life aren't being met. And that's certainly what I've come to realize. And here's what I know now, besides not really much, but in all seriousness, is it's okay not to know everything. It's okay not to have a perfect path laid out in front of us. And that's what I thought I needed. I thought I had to have it all figured out.
I thought I needed to, have that perfect plan and live towards those expectations. But as those expectations weren't being met, and I don't think they will be met when you're defining yourself based on external measures, but as those expectations weren't being met, you're sort of just wondering, you know, what it's all for, and that sense of self-worth that you start to create, that sense of adulthood that you start to fall into starts to disappear again. You start to think, well, this is all just bullshit. It didn't really make sense to me. And certainly it wasn't making sense to me. And I think that's because we define ourselves based on those external measures and expectations. And so I think certainly, you know, the sooner we start to learn it's okay not to know everything, the better we'll be for it. The sooner we let go of attaching ourselves to these expectations, these false expectations of our life, the better we'll be off for it. I think we then can open doors to allowing our own passions and curiosities and interests to flood and be more directive in our life, you know, to allow those interests and curiosities to direct our lives. And when we do that, we open the doors to greater learnings, because when we're interested about something, we learn more greatly. And I think that will take us down paths that are of more joy and that are more progressive in nature than these other paths that are defined on external measures. And I think following those paths that aligned with your passions and interests and curiosities, I think that will define you more brilliantly anyway. And I think in that definition, you will be of more value, not only to yourself, but to all those around you. So I think it's okay not to know everything. The only difference in my life now is to then it was to then is that I have more confidence in not knowing. I think that's the only difference, and that's okay. I'm comfortable with that. The second thing I think is that, you know, as far as immaturity isn't a problem. I think it's good to be playful, and I often think that I take myself too serious at some times, and I'm certainly becoming better at this. I am also playful. I am very playful at times, and I think that's really good. I think it just allows you to, it allows the mind to be more creative, and I think that allows us to be more creative in the journeys that we take ourselves on as well. But it's better to relax and just enjoy the process rather than get caught up in all that seriousness. And I think we get caught up in all this seriousness when we're following those paths that are externally defined rather than internally defined. And as I've become more aligned with the paths that are guided by my internal self, is that I let go of all that significance and I realize that I'm not that important, and that's okay. I'm comfortable with that too. And in that, I seem to find more joy in this journey as well. So immaturity is not a problem. Playfulness is not a problem. I think where maturity or immaturity is a problem is that when it keeps us from an ability to guide our lives in autonomous thought and action. I think this autonomous thought and action is really what leading a kick-ass life is all about, is really what creating a beautiful journey in life is all about, is just being mature and autonomous in our thoughts and actions. Stop being guided by all that external noise. Stop caring about what everyone else thinks and about all that other crap and expectations that we think we have to live by, and start living a life based on how you want to live it. Focus on something that you love. Focus on something that you're curious about. Focus on something that gives you purpose every single day and see where that takes you. I say fuck all the external expectations and bullshit and start to live a life defined by what is within you. Start to live a life guided by that mature self. And I think that's where immaturity is certainly a problem. So if you want more maturity, the way you'll find that is being your own best guide, being your own best leader in this life. And that'll lead you on a path that creates you more sense of self-worth than anything else. And that's certainly the journey that I've found. And that's the message that I'd like to inspire you with today. Thank you for this extra long 3-minute thought. It is about a 6-minute thought. Appreciate your time, guys. Enjoy it. Enjoy your day. Until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. See you soon. Thank you guys for taking the time out to tune in to this episode, my 3-minute thought. I hope it's inspired you. I hope it's given you some level of value. Guys, if it has, do me a favor and share it. Share the love, share it with your family and friends using your favorite social media icon at the bottom of the platform that you're listening to this on. That would be a huge favor, and I do appreciate your time. Guys, if you have any feedback or questions for me also, you can reach me at Facebook, online at thehiddenwhy.com, and my email address, thehiddenwhyguy@gmail.com. Guys, in lead up to my book launch, The Ultimate Life Map, I am rolling out a mentoring program. So this mentoring program is aligned with the book, and I'll be running out a trial mentoring program up until the launch date. It's the Ultimate Life Map program, and it's designed to help you define your life compass. It's a one-on-one mentoring program
run over the course of a half a day, plus two mentoring calls either side of that. So all up, it's probably about 4 or 5 hours worth of mentoring, and it's to help you define your life compass. When you define your life compass, you can make more purposeful decisions. You can better navigate your life to living and designing the life that you really want to live. So that's what it's all about, guys. If you are interested in that course, that mentoring program, if you'd like to have a chat and find out more about what it's all about, the details, etc., see if it's a fit with you, then email me at thehiddenwhyguy@gmail.com. Thehiddenwhyguy@gmail.com. Just stick in the subject fields there, the Ultimate Life Map Mentoring Program. I'll get in touch, we'll set up a time, and we can have a chat. That's it from me, guys, today. Thank you again for tuning in. Appreciate your time. We'll connect soon. Until next time, you know what to do. You need to breathe more passion into every single moment. You need to do everything with greater purpose. And in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. Thank you, guys. Cheers, peace, passion, and purpose. Bye.